It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
A supermarket's fitness test during an interview has applicants dropping and doing push-ups.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Hi, Kevin. News Kevin. Is brought to you by Nom Nom, Woo! Life in the Snack Lane, and the Colville Rodeo.
Wow, thanks, guys. That was quite a warm welcome.
Yeah.
Or at least the one guy, whoever it was. Was that Monty?
It was Bruce and I.
It was
Monty
two.
Monty doesn't clap for
I was
you.
Focused on something else.
So. Yeah, I didn't think so, but there was some hooping and hollering, and that kind of sounded like Monty.
All worn.
He was Keaton Ookie.
Yep, he was eating a cookie, all right.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What are the treats in the studio today?
The folks from Insomnia. They are treats.
Insomnia cookies. The Insomnia cookies are there today?
Yeah, see, that's what you get, Kevin.
Have
you had those, Kev?
Well, yes, I have.
Yeah.
I have had them at like midnight one night or something.
Yeah,
I
was that's how it works.
I was craving something, and I thought, man, what do I need? And my body said, you should go to bed. And then my Uber Eats said, you should get cookies.
I like the way you think.
And it won over that time.
Did it?
Yeah. Pretty fun.
You could probably do both.
Go to bed and eat cookies?
Well, yeah.
You should eat crackers in bed. See how that works.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's messy.
You can eat crackers in my bed anytime, as Barbara Mandrell once said.
She did say that.
No.
You know, that
real,
you know that
real
one, right,
compliment.
Steve?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You understand what that means, Steve?
Oh, yeah.
The confidence in that was not
Steve
very
is
high.
So funny.
Yeah, that's probably a no-go.
I saw this weird little stat today. Do any of you guys play Candy Crush on your phone?
Hilarious. Negative on me.
No.
Never got into it, Warren.
No.
Okay, see, you could be the guy I could see that maybe played it.
Oh.
Bruce, of course not.
What do you mean?
It's hard to play a game on a flip phone, Kevin.
Yeah. I just don't see you being the phone game player. Monty, did you ever play Candy Crush?
I don't really care for games on phones. I just
not a mobile
There's enough
phone
waste
guy.
Of time on there.
Yeah, whoa! Yeah. Oh, hey. Man.
Hot take. Wow.
Yeah, just calm down.
Okay. Hey, it's a waste of time.
It's coming in America.
Huh? Get off my lawn.
Jay, you play some games. Did you... Candy Crush ever?
I did for a while when, you know, long, long, long time ago when my daughter downloaded it. I downloaded it. We kind of played, you know, while we traveled around together. But yeah, now it's just exclusively Clash Royale.
That is still your jam.
Mm-hmm.
Steve, are you a game player on the phone?
Not really. I've done like Tetris and Fruit Ninja. Those are fun.
Fruit Ninja, that's it.
Yeah. Mm. That's the one where you slice the fruit, right?
Wow.
He's a gamer.
So
if you want to know how to make Steve feel manly,
Fruit Ninja.
Let him slice some fruit.
Yeah, that'll do it.
That's a good saying. Well, slice fruit.
Candy Crush, in its peak, in its prime, was making $956,000 a day.
Wow. That's not bad. I mean, that's almost as much as Kev makes.
$956,000. That's $1 million, basically,
right.
Guys.
$1 million
a day
in
their prime, Candy Crush. And that's one of those where you just think, when the person made the game, they were like, well, this is kind of fun.
Right.
Little did they know that they would become so rich because of developing a game that today is still, I think, very popular. It's definitely lost some of its popularity, but...
Well, you can lose a lot of popularity and still make a good living when you peak at $1 million a day.
Yeah. That's a good point, Jay.
Valid.
Yeah, you have a long way to fall.
That is, if I'm not mistaken, that would be $365 million a year.
Good math, Kev.
$364 million, because it's $50,000 a day.
Yeah, it's a good point, Monty. Yeah.
Yeah, that is true. And also, really, did a lot of people play it, like, on... I don't know.
On Christmas?
A lot of people take Arbor Day off.
Yeah, that's true. A lot of Arbor... A lot of Arbor Day vacations.
Yes.
Man.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Can't play Candy Crush today. We got to plant a tree.
What'd you do on Arbor Day this year, Jay?
Oh, Candy Crush, like always. Come on, man.
Okay. Like always. Today's the day that Utah became a state. Isn't that exciting?
Whoa, really?
Let's get the claps
45th
going.
State of the United States.
The golf clap.
Oh. Yep.
Okay.
And they got me thinking, I just saw a Utah license plate the other day.
Oh?
And I was like, I haven't seen one of those for a while.
Mm-mm.
So it was, you know how that, you see some plates quite a bit, like an Idaho plate. You know, obviously we see those
sure
constantly because mm-hmm they're our neighbors. You see Montana quite a bit.
Right.
But I hadn't seen a Utah one for a while. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's what those look like.
So I went down good to Utah not too long ago, went and visited my daughter down in
sure
northern Utah.
I don't think you got a clap for that.
No, there's no clap needed.
Oh,
but they,
oh, sorry.
The one thing I did notice, speaking of license plates, is they have like 6 different plates.
Oh,
oh really?
Really?
I didn't know
just
that.
All different styles.
All different style. I mean, we're not talking like just different shades of gray. They were just like a whole bunch of different backgrounds and foregrounds.
Okay.
And
yeah.
I kind of like that.
Letter combinations.
I don't
all
mind
kinds
it
of stuff. Yeah, was
do you
cool
know what? Do they have their slogan on it? They do, right?
They had more than one slogan on these that I saw.
Oh, they had different ones.
Wow.
Okay. Because the one I state. And I was like, what?
Try it again. You cut out.
The Beehive State?
Oh, yeah. I did not know that.
Didn't know that.
I'm that's looking what I said.
I
did not know that. They're ranked the 15th most beautiful state in the United States, guys. You want to know what the top 10 are?
Yeah, go ahead.
Top 10 most beautiful? Well, Colorado is going to be on there.
Ranked by Forbes magazine. It must be real then. Number 10.
Oh, boy. Do we get the guess or
yep
not?
Kentucky.
Okay, here's the guesses I want to throw in there. Alaska, Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
Colorado.
You got 3 of the top 10 so far.
Nice. Idaho?
Didn't make the top 10. Sorry to Idaho. I disagree,
garbage,
but it's not my ranking.
Montana.
Yep.
South Carolina?
Wrong one.
North.
North Carolina, okay.
Mm-hmm. No offense to the South.
Big difference, Jay.
And I will give a vote to the one where they always say, go see the leaves, Maine.
Ooh. Maine at number 11, the outside looking in. Your top 10 are New York.
What?
Number 9, North Carolina. Number 8, Colorado. Number 7, Wyoming. Number 6, Montana. Big sky country, guys.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've heard of it.
I have.
Number 5, Hawaii.
Oh, yeah.
Number 4, Oregon.
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 Most beautiful state
so
in the
so green.
Union.
Man, it's green.
How green is it?
Did you just say Oregon?
Oregon. Yep. Number 3. You want to know?
Washington.
Yes.
Alaska.
Alaska.
Then you can tell me.
Alaska.
So what are the two most... Oh, I know what they're going to do. They're going to give California a vote because of the... I mean, the entire state is basically on an ocean.
Number 2. California.
California. Oh,
the number 1 most beautiful state in the entire United States.
This is exciting.
Is
Washington.
Correct. Washington.
Cereal?
Washington State.
Washington State, everybody.
Yeah!
Oh, okay, I'll give them a little credit.
Really?
How about that?
That's more than a golf clap.
Yeah, that was a round of applause.
Does that include Seattle?
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
How many t-shirts do you have?
Yeah. Bruce is going to have a lot more pretty soon because mine have shrunk.
Kevin James.
Nope. That's not what happened.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Well, I don't know that I've ever done this before, Kevin.
Uh-oh.
I know. I'm not sure I ever have. But
I'm sure you have, Jay.
I feel... Guys, how excited were we just a few minutes ago?
Very.
Yeah. Excited.
Not only for the insomnia cookies that we're enjoying, and thank you to Asia for that, but there was this.
Hey, it's producer Steve. Join the Big 99.9 Coyote Country this Saturday from 10 to 1 at Riverstone Park in Coeur d'Alene.
How about that?
I know.
How about that, Jay?
How about
isn't
it?
That something?
And thank you, yeah, Bruce, with the golf clap.
Oh, man, is producer Steve going to be out there?
And
said, join me.
That got done, and Bruce goes, and we were bowing, Kevin. We've turned and bowed to Steve in his studio.
As you should.
Yes, thank you, Kevin, for noticing. And Bruce said, "That's a really good commercial.
Yeah,
he did a really good job.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he did."
And Steve called him a punk.
He did. He came right in here. He goes, "You guys are punks."
Yeah,
and turned around.
He did say that.
Like, we're just trying to give you homage.
Wow, buddy.
So fine.
You're a bunch of punks.
I hate that commercial. The dumbest commercial on air.
Wonder how the client feels about that.
I mean, the place sounds great, but you, the speaker.
The guy that did it?
Yeah. Punk.
Whatever.
Final story brought to you by Reflections by Owsley.
Well, what if it were? What if it were 1678.
Oh, boy.
Bruce's second birthday.
On this day, May 31st, 1678, Lady Godiva.
Lady Godiva.
Rode her horse naked in protest of taxes.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, I didn't know that.
She protested the taxes, rode through town naked on a horse. Listen.
What do you think would happen if you did that today?
I don't. It Nothing. Needs to. Probably we don't not. See it often enough nowadays.
I agree.
And there's plenty of ladies out there who don't probably like taxes. Get on a horse, ride around. Let's hear about it.
I agree.
Oh my!
Go through the drive-in and order food.
It's an interesting way to protest. I don't know.
Did it work? It's not like it's punishment, I don't think.
Yeah. Obviously, it didn't work. I mean, we still have taxes.
Yeah, I feel like it wasn't really successful. So.
Doggone it.
Yeah, well, yeah, thanks for that.
1927 was the year. Mm-hmm. What if it were 1927? And you were a lover of the 10 Lizzie.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the Model
that was that was the last one that they produced. And they started making the Model A instead on this day, 1927.
Oh, this day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, hoobie doobie.
Warren, what
was the
Tin
Lizzie? Was
have?
Is that a Model T, Warren?
Yes.
Okay.
The Model A I had was built in July of 1928.
And that's something.
Yeah.
Thanks for that.
But I sold it.
How about that?
After like 40 years.
You had it for 40 years. How close to being completely operable was it when you sold it? Like, did it run?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you could drive it. Yeah.
And then you sold it for $1 million, and that's why you retired.
Right.
Yes. Yep. Mm-hmm. That a boy. Good for you, buddy.
Yep.
Good job, Warren.
Yep.
In 1956, Buddy Holly was inspired to write That'll Be the Day after he saw John Wayne's movie, The Searchers.
Really?
Huh.
How did I get through the title without you singing?
Well, because I was thinking about if you knew Peggy Sue, you'd
Buddy
probably like
Buddy Holly
it.
Was inspired.
You know when you die, cause that'll be the day
that I die.
Well, you give me all your loving and just a hurdle dove and all your hurt kisses and your money too.
You know, Steve could play the part of him.
He could. Just realized looking at this video of Buddy Holly singing, I didn't know what Buddy Holly looked like very much.
Oh, really?
I'm not sure I could have picked him out of a lineup.
Curly hair, dark rim glasses.
He looks like Steve.
Then he does look like Steve.
Yeah. No, 100%.
That's why he said.
Did you know that, Kevin?
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of remembered what he looked like.
Once Warren said it, yeah.
But yeah, but now that I'm looking at it, I mean, he's 100% Steve. Congrats, Steve.
Yeah.
He might be a little shorter, but.
Yeah.
Steve shorter?
Steve's a little shorter.
Yeah, thank you, Kevin. I thought you were saying Buddy Holly was shorter.
Oh, no. Released on this day throughout history. 1969, the Rolling Stones. They recorded Honky Tonk Woman.
Okay. Well,
she's a honky tonk woman.
Give me
a honky tonk girl.
Yes. I think that's it.
Pretty good jam. The beginning of that song is one of my favorite intros. Like just a little, it's got the cowbell and the guitar go. It's well done by the Rolling Stones in 1969.
Do you play that song at a wedding or something?
Oh yeah, I have in the past or at a.
Oh yeah.
More cowbell. We need some more cowbell.
I mean, come on.
Is that you drumming on that, Kev?
A little bit more cowbell.
Yeah.
No, they don't make them like that anymore, guys.
Sure.
Okay, and then we go to the year 1982 for our next song. It was when Survivor released Eye of the Tiger.
Oh, man. Those were the days.
Which, of course.
You guys have probably all, like, run upstairs to that and done the whole Rocky thing, right?
Oh, yeah.
Bruce?
It's a song that you do you know that song, or do you... I mean, you know the song.
Can you hum a couple bars?
Eye of the Tiger?
Oh, we're going to
I can't
give it
think
to
of
you.
It right this second.
You're going to know it.
Oh, I am going to know it.
Already, you should know this song.
Yeah.
Survivor.
If you're America.
America.
What movie, Jay? That's the question.
Glad those aren't connecting.
Yeah. Oh, one of the best scenes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the worst videos and one of the best songs to write.
Right.
It's just, you know, the whole hair and everything back in the day.
Long, beautiful hair.
Please tell me you do know that song, Warren.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. Okay. Yeah. We just couldn't put two and two together.
Right.
Yeah, yeah,
it
yeah.
was from Rocky.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, run Rocky up the stairs, man. Run up the stairs.
The original?
No, Rocky Four with Dolph Lundgren.
I think
oh, jeez.
Don't we have Rocky yeah. right here in the studio?
Thank you, Monty. It was Rocky Four, one of the greatest.
Good job, Monty. Yep. 1 point, Monty. Monty now yep. has a point that he's going to carry over into Beat the Show next.
Beat the Show. It's
Sweet.
Time to beat the show.
I got 1 point.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Let it go, Warren. Let it go.
Let it go. Let it go.
Kevin James.
Not worth it anymore.
Wow.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Hey! Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show.
It is time to beat the show. And Julie's going to be our contestant today.
Julie, Julie, Julie.
Huh. Hi, Julie.
Good morning.
Julie with the courtesy laugh there.
Yeah, thanks, Julie. You're swite. You're nice.
Very sweet of you.
I was going to say sweet, and I said swite.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Julie, what's plans for the weekend? You got anything fun planned?
Oh, I'm getting my granddaughter today, so and then we're going fishing tomorrow, so it's going to be a good weekend.
Where are you
going
to fish?
At a lake?
Good question. It's a secret.
Oh, my gosh, Warren. Julie, what do you use to fish? Use... crankbait, a pole. No, I was going to give her options. You three are not allowed to talk for the next 10 seconds.
Okay.
Julie, what are you going to use to fish?
A pole.
Atta girl. Atta girl. 1 point, Julie.
That's it, right off the bat.
All right, Julie, we're going
to
play a little
game.
Would
you like to come in next Friday?
Say no, Julie. Say no. All right, you three guys, go ahead and get on out of here. We'll play a little Beat the Show.
Say it, Monty.
Get out of here. Go on, get.
Julie, our category today is Clint Eastwood. So 60 seconds in 7 trivia questions. Pass if you get stuck. We'll try to get back to it. We're playing for some Dutch Bros.
Okay.
The category might be great, but the questions, we'll see.
We'll find out.
Clint Eastwood rose to fame in the 1960s with what famous TV series?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. Captain Kangaroo. It's not right. Oh, well.
What actress starred in the movie Million Dollar Baby with Clint Eastwood?
Oh, my gosh. I can see your face. I don't know.
Pass.
Barbara Mandrell.
Clint's birthday is today. What is his astrological sign, if it's his birthday today?
Gemini.
What branch of the military was Clint Eastwood in?
Army.
What was Clint Eastwood's name in the movie The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly?
David. No.
What Midwestern state was the film Gran Torino set in?
Gran Torino. Pass.
Clint directed and co-produced the 2014 movie American Sniper. Who was the star of that movie?
Ooh. Great movie.
Mark Wahlberg.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, that's all of them.
All right.
Okay.
All right, fellas. I mean, you got answers. You got answers. That's all I really
meant. I liked most of those.
Yeah.
I liked all of them.
Yeah. We'll see how
the
fellas
She was creative,
do.
If
very,
nothing else.
Very, very, Kevin. Yep. She already has a 1-0 lead. Hold on for 1 second. Julie, we'll get back to you momentarily. The fellas are back in here ready to go.
Yes. She did not have a 1-0 lead. I had 1.2, so
you have
tied
a personal point.
Right, but it's a team point. You said it going.
You have a personal point.
Okay. Bonnie, are you really going to argue with Jay?
Well, I was trying to. It didn't seem to work out that great for me.
It won't.
It won't either.
who's going first?
That's up.
I think I am.
It's
this
Warren.
Week.
Yeah. Warren. Lucky for Julie.
I know.
All right. Well, yeah. Warren gets the first one, then Monty, then Bruce. Answer your own question. Pass on your own question. Here we go, guys.
All righty. Clint Eastwood rose to fame in the 1960s with what TV series?
Rawhide.
What actress starred in the movie Million Dollar Baby with Clint Eastwood?
Pass.
Clint's birthday is today, birthday boy. What is his astrological sign, if he's got a birthday today?
I don't know what month it is. What is this?
It's May still, May? Yeah.
May?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Aries.
Mm-hmm. What branch of the military was Clint Eastwood in?
I believe he was in the Marines.
What was Clint Eastwood's name in the movie The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly?
Steve.
Oh. What Midwestern state was the film Gran Torino set in?
Illinois.
Clint directed and co-produced the 2014 movie American Sniper. Who was the star of that movie?
Oh, gosh darn it. That isn't him, though, is it?
Gosh darn it is wrong.
I got to pass.
Okay. Back to you, Monty. You're the only one who passed.
Not good with names. See the face. Can't tell us. Can't say the name.
Okay, so we're good there then?
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
That's all the questions.
Maybe
all
right. He's a man with no name.
Oh, yeah. That's who it was.
Yeah, I mean, the first
million
one was,
dollar baby.
Yeah, the first one was a million dollar baby. I see what you're saying, though, Bruce. That's what's funny.
I can see her face, too.
Uh-huh. Well, let's find out together, shall we? Here
okay,
we go.
We shall. Love these answers, too. Clint Eastwood rose to fame in the 1960s with what TV series?
Julie said Captain Kangaroo.
Funny point right there.
Yeah, she's on a roll.
That's for darn sure.
Warren said Rawhide.
Which is correct.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Nicely done, Warren.
Points for each.
Rolling,
1-1.
Rolling, rolling, rolling.
Rawhide. All right.
What actress starred in the movie Million Dollar Baby with Clint Eastwood?
Darn it, I can't think of it.
Julie, again, a creative point. She said
Bradley Cooper.
Barbara Mandrell.
Yeah.
Very creative.
Yeah.
Very.
The correct answer, by the way, Hilary Swank.
Hilary Swank, Barbara Mandrell. You can eat crackers in my bed anytime.
Anytime, yeah.
But everybody could see her face.
Everybody, that's right, Kevin. Right.
Hilary Swank.
Hilary Swank, the most seeable face in Hollywood.
Yep. That's what they say.
Yeah.
Clint Eastwood's birthday is today. Happy birthday.
Mm-hmm.
What is his astrological sign?
Julie said Gemini, and it was Bruce, I believe, that said Aries.
Yeah.
Gemini is correct.
Yeah, what? Gemini.
What?
2-1. Who's keeping track at this point?
Yeah.
What branch of the military was Clint Eastwood in?
Army and Marines were our two answers. Warren said Marines.
And Army is right.
Army.
Oh, man.
Julie now has 4 points. Looking good for Julie, guys.
What was Clint Eastwood's name in the movie The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly? Kind of a trick question in a way.
Yeah, very much so.
Joe Kidd.
Julie said David. Joe Kidd, I think, is wrong.
Oh.
Yeah. And Monty said Steve, which was a great answer.
Both solid guesses.
Yeah.
Man with no name.
The man with no name. See, that's why it's a trick question.
Oh, okay.
The man with no
Cereal.
Name.
I mean, Sirius.
Yeah, Sirius. That
I'll
was
be
his
darned.
Name. Yeah, because he didn't have a name, see.
Yeah. So yeah,
man with no name.
Man with no name.
Yeah. I'll explain it when we get done.
Huh. Okay.
Isn't that something?
All righty. What Midwestern state was the film Gran Torino set in?
Oh.
Michigan.
I'm gonna go with Wisconsin or
what did
Minnesota.
What did you say, Julie?
Nothing.
Yeah, nothing. I think she couldn't come up with one. And what Warren, you said, or Bruce, you said Illinois.
I said Illinois.
I guess
probably
Minnesota.
Detroit, probably.
Oh.
Yep. Michigan.
Michigan.
Oh, dang it.
Well,
no
I
points
was born
there.
In Saginaw, Michigan.
I'm gonna ask you to stop.
Okay.
Clint Eastwood directed and co-produced the 2014 movie American Sniper. Who was the star of that movie?
Julie said Mark Wahlberg.
Ooh.
Which of course is absolutely incorrect.
Yeah,
that's a bummer. But he did one of those movies.
Yes.
What was his?
His was...
It'll come... A Lone Survivor.
Lone Survivor? No, I don't know. I can see Hilary Swank's face.
The Shooter.
Shooter.
Thank you, Bruce.
Yes.
Shooter. That's right.
That's a good
one. Good movie.
Yeah. You want to know the right answer?
No.
Yeah.
Okay, I won't tell you then.
Bradley Cooper, guys.
Bradley Cooper.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Bradley Cooper.
Julie gets the win. Let's hear it for Julie.
Julie!
I don't want to fight with you, Bruce, but I'm gonna.
Oh, over
Lone
what?
Lone Survivor is Mark Wahlberg.
Oh.
What?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That hurts.
Lone Survivor.
That hurts.
Well, who's in the Shooter then?
Mm-hmm.
Mark Wahlberg.
Mark
Wahlberg. Look it up.
No. Hey, those are fighting words right there. Look it up.
Mm-hmm. Mark Wahlberg is in the Shooter.
Yes.
And Kevin has already double-checked the other one, so yeah, he's in both, guys. There you go.
Two things could be true at the same time.
Mm-hmm. What one is the Shooter about?
He's a shooter.
Shooting.
If I remember right, that's they assassinated the president?
Made the president of another country or something like that.
He was set up for the fall.
They blamed him, and then he had to prove it.
And then the lone survivor is supposed to be like the based on the true story of the, you know, taking out the Taliban and Marcus Luttrell, the guy who did the shooting. Yeah, that's Mark Wahlberg. Okay.
Marcus Wahlberg.
Congrats. Have a great weekend, Julie. Enjoy the fishing, okay?
Yeah, Julie.
Thank you.
Yeah, and then hold on for 1 second. We'll get you all.
Hey, Julie. Cool. Hey. Hey.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
We've lost it.
Oh, no. Oh, I thought you were helping.
656563.
Kevin James.
Okay, Warren, this is a test.
Yeah, a test.
What is Kevin's cell phone passcode?
Oh, golly, I've forgotten it. 96606.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Warren, you want another test?
Yes.
Okay. This is just for Warren, Monty. No blurting out.
Okay.
All right. What was the name of the woman we just played Beat the Show against?
Julie.
Let's hear it.
Wow. Oh, all right.
I had to think of this. Julie, do you love me?
Of course you did.
I had to think of the song.
Yeah.
Well, that's why a lot of people use music for learning.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so, whatever, man. You passed the test. Well done,
buddy.
Thank you. Yeah. Stat, Kevin.
All right, let's look at your breakfast, shall we?
Yeah.
Donuts and cookies is all.
Donuts and cookies. Well, morning show.
Not necessarily that. Let's just overall look at breakfast. The new numbers are out. 24% of Americans say they don't eat breakfast on a regular basis.
24%.
That's low.
They say it's the highest number that it's been, but that's, you know, not on a regular basis.
Yeah.
So let's look at who does eat breakfast on a regular basis.
So, okay.
Only 35% of Americans say they eat breakfast daily.
Okay. I mean,
I do.
Monty, no.
Negative.
No. Steve, no. Right?
No.
No. You don't eat. Do you eat lunch?
No.
Okay. Steve, do you eat?
No.
Okay. Right.
See, that's what's funny about Monty, because seriously, Monty, eating is just something he has to do.
Are you still doing one? Are you doing one meal a day? What do you do?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I mean, I have a little bit here and there throughout the day, but.
Steve, are you just one meal a day, or you eat like lunch at like 1:30 when you get home from work and then dinner later, or what do you do?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Kevin, you don't eat breakfast, right?
I mean, most of the time, no. But I'll bring a protein bar a lot of times or something like that.
Chicken.
So. Like chicken.
Well, I would eat chicken. Yeah, Warren, you're right. Sometimes my lunch might be my breakfast.
Yeah, because you love chicken.
Mm-hmm.
I do. I would marry it.
Well, you just said I do, so.
I don't know what the rule is on breakfast, like how soon after you wake up you have to eat it to consider it breakfast.
That's a great, I don't know there.
Warren, do you have that stat?
Well, I don't. They were just saying you could eat the first time at any time of the day. It doesn't matter.
Oh, okay. All right.
Sorry about that. I looked that up.
Yeah, appreciate you.
Oh, is that, because you're breaking the fast? So even if you were purposely trying to fast and, like, do your 16 hours or whatever, and you didn't eat until 2 p.m.,
That's still breakfast. Regardless of what it is.
Technically, if I eat once a day, every time I'm eating.
You're eating breakfast.
You do eat breakfast. You eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner all at the same time.
Right. No.
I guess that's kind of cool, Monty. You could just pick whatever you want it to be.
Right.
Today this is breakfast. It's lunch. And then on the weekend, just dinner.
I'll go through phases where I'll eat it all, you know, like every day, and then now I'm in one of those where I just... Yeah. Haven't had breakfast in forever.
Jay, that's kind of the way I am as well. Yeah. And I think that we fit into the category of the most, 22% of people have breakfast 4 to 6 days a week.
Okay.
That's after the 35%, like Warren and Bruce, who have it every day.
Right.
Then there's the people who fall into the 1 to 3 days a week. That's also right at 20%.
Yeah, those are called weekends.
One to three days a week. Yeah, good point. And then, like, maybe one day during the week. Then there was a few times a month I'll have breakfast.
It's So whenever the mood hits,
well,
late dinner, early dinner, you know.
But the thing of it is with you guys is you get up
real early. Who wants to eat at, you know, 4 a.m.?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I would do, like, I just had a banana.
There's breakfast.
Oh.
That's breakfast.
I mean, you got to count it, right? And I'm about to have some
cauliflower?
Little, some cuties. Oh. I don't, do I have cauliflower? I don't think I do.
This is clap day, apparently.
Well, I mean, you know.
Right.
Just trying to make people feel good about themselves, Monty.
Yeah.
Positive reinforcement.
I like cuties, though. They're good.
They are. Oh.
I don't know. I felt like that one wasn't earned, but you know.
I know, but I felt like we had to.
They are, though.
Like part of the necessity. Rules.
Yeah, the rules are rules, man.
Yeah.
Can't break them.
Nope. Warren, have you ever thrown an orange peel out the window of your vehicle?
I probably.
Put your hands on the counter. We got to make sure. We're arresting you. You're littered.
Okay.
Well, is it if it's biodegradable, is it litter?
See, I didn't think so.
I don't think so either.
I mean, I think the law doesn't like it, but I'm with you guys.
Banana peel. Yeah. Gone. Out the window.
Yeah. Animals. Psh, there you go.
Yeah.
Feed them.
Yeah. Chickens. There's just
buck, buck.
Wait, you're throwing a chicken out the window?
No, no, chickens will eat them.
Oh, the chickens will eat them. I thought you said you threw a chicken out the window.
Well, it's fun to watch.
All right.
Throwing a chicken out the window?